This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
Right, I'll just introduce myself. It's David Cavanagh from the International Bomber Command Centre, interviewing Doug Begbie on the 30th of January 2017. I'll just put that down there. And if I keep looking over, I'm not being rude, I'm just making sure the tape's still working.
Okay.
You mentioned there that you used to live in Lincoln. Were you born in Lincoln?
No, I was born at Cranmore.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
And what were you doing immediately before the war?
Before the war?
Yeah.
I was an apprentice chef with my dad.
Okay.
Hmm.
And what was did your dad have a business then?
No, he worked at Cranmore as a civilian chef.
Oh, actually in the RAF?
Yeah, catering for the officers.
Oh, okay. So, next question would be then, was that the reason that you wanted to join the RAF?
I don't know. Yeah, I've tried to work that one out, but what I think, perhaps I could, as a baby, I could hear aircraft. That must have had some effect on me.
So what year are we talking about then that you first heard sound of aeroplanes?
Yeah.
In the 1920s, would this have been the 30s?
Yeah.
So, what can you remember what year you actually joined the RAF?
When I joined them?
Yeah.
Must have been 1943, I think, about October.
Okay. And were you selected then for Bomber Command at that point?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what was your air crew role then? What did you actually do?
As tail gunner.
Okay. And can you remember how your training went? What sort of training did you have before you joined a squadron?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And can you remember which squadron you were with?
Hmm?
Can you remember which squadrons you were with?
76.
Right. And flying what type of aircraft?
Yeah.
That the Halifax, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And can you remember anything specific about the operations you did?
Well, I did 32.
Right.
Mostly night raids, some were daylight.
And as a tail gunner, what was your job to actually do?
Well, to protect the rear of the aircraft.
Right.
Or we used to have an evasive action.
Okay.
Which was to corkscrew into the attacking fighter. So, because being at the tail end, you had to rethink the direction you were flying.
Right. Because you're facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had to say corkscrew starboard or corkscrew port.
Right.
Mm.
So how many times were you attacked by enemy aircraft?
How many?
How many times were you attacked by enemy aircraft?
Only a couple of times.
Right. So did you actually fire your guns at them?
Only once.
Oh, okay. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it was one of their new fighters that they had, a jet-propelled thing, rocket-propelled.
Really?
And both the mid upper gunner and I fired at it, and it exploded.
And were you credited with that?
Hmm?
Were you credited with having shot that down?
I don't know what happened. No.
So what? It must have been a bit of a strange thing to see, a rocket-powered aircraft.
Yeah.
So what was your thoughts as you saw it coming towards you?
Well, I'm just trying to think. We haven't been reported anything like that.
All right.
But we've got some idea that they were trying these things out. So
did it come as a bit of a shock to you suddenly see this rocket pad?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So we just fired at it. And it blew up.
Okay. So I'll finish here now. But looking back on your time in Bomber Command, how do you feel about it now?
How do I feel about it now? Since that time, I've become a Christian.
Okay.
So I consider war is a waste of time, killing people. We must negotiate things, talk to people about things.
I think you're right there. Yeah. Okay, well, I know you've been had a busy day, so we can stop it there. But if I can ever come back and speak to you again, that would be marvellous.
Okay.
Okay, we'll stop it there. Thank you.
Right.